Let's check the Friday afternoon cash grain market. Bruce Bostard at the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, is on the phone line with us. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Good.
Well, farmers had a chance to take a look at the numbers USDA released today about the old crop, and it dropped a couple of things down. Should have turned things maybe more friendly, but the markets went lower on the soybeans. Did it surprise you at all?
It's a good thing I wasn't betting on this report, because if I'd bet it on any surprise, it probably would have been a friendly surprise on soybeans.
Absolutely.
And so much for that. although, really, you look at the report, and I think the report was probably about as much of a non-event as you can get. Everything was very much in line with expectations. I think we probably did more in line with weather forecasts than on the crop report today.
So tell me about that. Just more rainfall across the United States?
Chances for rainfall in the United States, maybe some improving weather prospects in some of the South American areas. And again, no surprise that the reports come, the reports go, and what really is a driving factor is the weather forecast.
I know you keep your pulse on what's happening in basis. Can you tell me about the Gulf at this time?
It lost ground on corn earlier this week. Things have been quiet the last few days. On soybeans, it'll be interesting to see. There was a lot of cash grain that moved over the last week or two, but you take some downticks on the board, that means the basis might have to pick up a little bit of the work again.
And there are expectation that it will truly do that?
We probably have some short-term where it doesn't have to, but if you don't keep feeding it, then I think we'll see the basis start to pick its head back up.
And for corn?
Corn, it's just hard. There's not, doesn't seem to be all that much nearby interest on corn. Processors seem to have bought enough in the last couple weeks, and there's not a whole lot of incentive to chase it out forward yet.
Your bids for the dime.
We are 723 on nearby and 1470 on soybeans.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bruce Bostard is with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. State climatologist Jim Angel will join us on Illinois Public Media.